Well, you know, Paris may never leave you. It's the work by my next guest in a roundabout kind of way. It's a novel. Ellen Feldman on the line. Her latest is out, Paris Never Leaves You. Ms. Feldman, a 2009 Guggenheim Fellow, author of other books as well. Our focus today, all about Paris. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, got to get the elephant out of the room. Have you ever been to Paris?
Oh, yes. No, I've never lived there, but I've visited it repeatedly. I love it.
Yes, thank you for that. Here we go. Congratulations on the work that you've done with other authorings of Terrible Virtue, The Unwitting, and more. And here you do bring us what is described as an exquisite novel, one that gives us what we're hungry for, an intelligent, complex female character who challenges our ideas of right and wrong, and of course a bit about Paris, too. So, Ellen, here we go. What is your storyline?
The storyline of the book?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry, not mine. I do a great deal of reading about World War II. I always have. I was trained as an historian. And the more I read, there are many, many biographies and memoirs about women who are incredibly brave, who spied for the Allies or fought for the resistance, all that sort of thing. And I began to wonder, I would admire these women enormously, but I began to wonder, what would it be like to be not be blessed or cursed with such courage, a woman like me? How would she get along in occupied Paris? Mm. What would she do to survive? And when I started to think about this, it occurred to me, what would she do to save a child? That seemed to me a crucial question that I wanted to address.
I like this big theme, the war is over, but the past is never past. So living through World War II, working in a Paris bookstore with her young daughter, talk about Vivi and fighting for her life, Charlotte.
Well, as I said, what would she do? Life under the occupation was not only dangerous, it was daily difficult. I mean, there was not enough food, there was no medication. You couldn't trust your neighbors. Somebody might help you. Somebody might turn you in. And the same person might do the same thing for different things for different people. So, again, it becomes how did she get food? How did Charlotte get food for her daughter, Vivi? How did she get medication? Because children, you know, measles, the things that we think, oh, that's a terrible illness, would be a killer at that time. And so that began to worry me a great deal. That intrigued me. And then I won't say what the discovery was because I don't want to ruin the plot or give the plot away. But I do a lot of research in a small subscription. Not small. I mean, the building is small, but their resources are terrific. Library in New York City, and they have open stacks, which I love. So one day I went looking for one particular book that I had looked up on the occupation, and the title of another book caught my eye, and it seemed so strange, and it changed the entire arc of the book and the morale, the questions of morality. What will people do to survive? And that, I'm not suggesting that I'm writing some sort of a moral fable or anything, but I am interested in the moral issues behind this. And that deepened a character and really, I think, deepened the plot considerably.
No, one of your, praisers, this novel pivots on how we manage to survive. Talking with the author of Paris Never Leaves You. It's a novel by Ellen Feldman. And talk to me more about the title.
Well, titles are very hard for me. Occasionally one comes, and sometimes you get a title and you think that it's just terrific, and the publisher says, oh, no. And the Paris Never Leaves You is that your past never leaves you. I mean, it's the Faulkner line. The past is never past. Past is never past. It's not even over. It's still, I blew that anyway. I think that we don't all make the huge choices that Charlotte has to in Paris Never Leaves You, but we all make daily choices, and these stay with us for the rest of our lives. Some of them haunt us, some of them we regret, some of them we come to terms with, and I think how we deal with the choices we made in our lives along the way always color not only how we look back, but our day-to-day experiences.
Did you know the ending of the book as you began writing? Ellen, what's your
style? Not really. Yeah. I had an idea, but when I used to teach, and I don't think you can teach creative writing, it's kind of an editorial process, I used to start the semester by always saying, start with an outline, otherwise you'll be writing in circles. But if your novel at the end follows the outline closely, you have a dead novel on your hands. The ending evolved. The characters evolved. I mean, I had an entirely different career path in mind for Charlotte when I started. And she said, no way. And I love this, when a character stands up and says he or she doesn't want to do the things that you had planned. The best experience writing a novel is when it begins to take off and some characters say, I need more time, and some just don't pan out and you find them on the cutting room floor at the end.
Yes. Well, this latest, along with your other collections, I see you wrote a book, The Boy Who Loved Anne Frank.
Yes. Yes. All of my other novels came to me slowly. They evolved, the idea. That one came from a visit to the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam when the tour guide, I don't know if she was just teasing us or really didn't know, but she gave us a piece of misinformation. She said, we know what happened to everybody in the house except for Peter. We don't know what happened to him, the young boy who was in hiding. And it turns out that we did know, but by the time I got back to the States and learned that we did know, Peter had begun to take on a life of his own in my imagination. And then again, I was addressing the issues of the Holocaust and the issues of Anne Frank going into hiding, that sort of thing, more than a particular story.
Yes, visited that house myself a couple years ago, so it stays with you. All right, back to present times. Your book, I trust, is out where all books are sold. Paris Never Leaves You, Ellen?
Yes, it is. It's in bookstores. It's online. And for more information and essays and whatnot, my website, www.ellenfeldman.com.
Please keep on writing. We'll talk again. Thank you, Ellen.
Thanks so much, Shelley.